KAB RVP. Yeah, I've seen the pictures. You sent me pictures of the lake and the dock and the house. I just wasn't sure if it was set up for year-round use or had a furnace or whatever. Obviously, if people are going up there and using it and the water's on and everything, you got to have the furnace going. But, yeah, my brother and sister-in-law moved up to Traverse City, so they're on the west side to get all that lake effect snow. My brother literally has to run his snowblower almost every day. And when they moved up there 2 years ago, they had a little four-horse Sears Craftsman snowblower, just a single stage. You got to tip it forward and the rubber blade pull it along. They thought they could get by with that. After they got the first, I don't know, 14 inches or something, they found out, we got to go buy a snowblower. So they've been using it for 2 years, and they hit something with it, a big chunk of ice or something, and broke one of the shear pins. My brother doesn't know anything mechanically. So my sister-in-law was texting me, do you know how to get out this bolt? And I'm like, that's a shear pin. But get a punch and a hammer and see if you can pound it out. Well, they couldn't. When it broke, it deformed so it wouldn't go back through. So I sent them a video on how to cut the head of the bolt off and push it through the other way. And they finally got it out and got it replaced. But they were down for, I don't know, 4 days. Snow's piling up. They're trying to use that little four-horse snowblower to try to keep things shoveled out. And yeah, it's not good when your snowblower goes down when you live over there, anywhere on the west side. Grand Haven or Muskegon or anywhere, they just get so much snow. It's crazy, like literally every day. I don't think I would like that. Patty's got a coworker that also lives up in Traverse City, and he was complaining like every single day he's got to go out and do snow.